brought to you by Penguin.
Land Healer, written and read by Jake Fiennes. Chapter 1, Hedgepawn, June, Great Farm, North Norfolk. Yellow, a flash, quick, short wing beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Glide, dip, wing beat. 1, 2, 3, 4. And rise again. Another power glide, and into the hedge. It's gone. A male yellowhammer, no bigger than a sparrow, but instantly recognisable for its lemon crown. The hedge is high, 12 feet or more, where the land slopes downwards, and just a touch to the southwest on this patch of chalky soil. I'm sitting in my 4x4 where the ground slopes away, gently at the corner of Tinker's Hole and the 20 acres, two of the fields at the heart of Great Farm. From this spot I can see only the fields, the hedgerows, and the wide Norfolk sky. The air is pleasantly warm, and the field margins are filled with wildflowers. Tall, dark beacons of viper's bugloss, with bright blue spiky flowers, stand proud of the undergrowth, and here and there the pale spires of wild mignonette, the delicate yellow plant used in ancient times to make dye, wave gently in the light breeze. Below them, in the tangle of foliage just a few inches high, the shorter, stumpier common mallow makes a show with its eye-catching fuchsia pink petals. There are pure white oxeye daisies by the thousands, and bees, hoverflies and dragonflies create a low, rumbling soundscape. On the patchy ground near the hedge line, I spot night flowering catchfly, sometimes called the clammy cockle, a rare plant that flowers during the dark and releases its scent to attract moths. It's only in flower for a month or so, not very spectacular, but it has 5 tiny double-lobed petals that look like bunny ears. Here, there is a sense of abundance. The flowering plants have made a living carpet of colour, attracting a host of insects for the birds to feast upon. This is the time of greatest variety, and when there's maximum food in the fields. That means it's also when most of the birds are nesting, laying and rearing their chicks. The track where I'm sitting is new, and it too has its role to play in the way the farm welcomes nature, in the tram lines made by the wheels of farm vehicles. A female grey partridge scurries ahead in a dead straight line on the scrubby ground. After a second or two, I see 5 tiny chicks emerge from the long grass at the base of the hedge and follow her in single file. They like to forage for insects on paths where the undergrowth isn't too thick, ducking into the crops or the hedge line when she calls an alarm. On the far side of Tinker's Hole, I can see brown hares using the 13-hectare field as a giant boxing ring. 7 animals are running back and forth on the open ground. They make short-lived pairs, circling and breaking apart as individual males seek to challenge one another and disrupt other courting couples. They dance and weave across the lower half of the field, ignoring me so long as I don't open the truck door and step out. High above it all, there is a female marsh harrier gliding over the open ground, but the hares carry on. It's mating time, and very little will interrupt them. And the harrier, in spite of her impressive 4-foot wingspan, would be more likely to take a leveret than attack a healthy adult hare anyway. Right now, my hedge is a safe place for the little yellowhammer. I keep watching and soon see more of the tiny birds making their way in and out of the foliage. In the space of a couple of minutes, I count 7 or 8 males coming and going. One bird perches on an arching bough, a bramble frond that bounces gently like a rocking horse under its weight. Then comes the song. The distinctive call of the yellowhammer is famous, the rapid half-dozen cheeps followed by the last drawn-out note that countrymen say sounds like a little bit of bread and no cheese. There are linnets, too, flying in groups with a call...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?